This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow myself and the show on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, and at Ethos Pelicans. Plenty going on over there, as well as everything that's going on over at sportsethos.com. Go and check it out there. It's stuff that you shouldn't be missing out on, particularly as a Pels fan or as an NBA fan, NBA fantasy player, whatever you tickles your fancy, go over there and check it all out. Of course, you can find this podcast on all of the major podcast app. And yeah, if you've got time, go and give us a rate and review because we love the support, we love the growth, and thank you all for tuning in and listening each and every episode. We can see the show growing and, you know, it's fun. We get better guests. People like listening to the guests, and we'll have yet another guest this week coming up, so let me do a bit of foreshadowing on that. Looking forward to chatting trade deadline, so look forward to doing that as well. Now, we're going to get into it. We'll recap the Houston game today, as well as the trade deadline, the rumored trades that are floating around and possible targets, as well as Brandon Ingram being snubbed as a all-star, even an all-star replacement. So we might kick off with that. So let's get into it. So Brandon Ingram yesterday was not announced as the all-star replacement for Draymond Green, who was listed as an all-star reserve. Brandon Ingram was in the running to become the replacement, I guess, after being... I'm not going to say snubbed, but there's a lot of deserving candidates. But he was right up there with the best of them and did not make the cut. So he's not listed as an all-star this year. Perhaps there'll be another injury before the game and maybe he gets called up then. But DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs is filling the West spot. So all the best to him in his all-star debut, I'm fairly certain. But all credit to Brandon. He, you know, in all of his interviews so far, he didn't think about becoming an all-star, I suppose, with the injuries and the like that he's had this year. Perhaps he was more team-focused, which you can see, and we'll talk about his impact in the last couple of games. He was actually named Western Conference Player of the Week for this week just gone, where he was absolutely dominant. So proud of Brandon. It's the first three-game winning streak that we've had all season, and it was really behind him. He came back against the Detroit Pistons, and we won. We've been winning. So, with the win against Houston, Detroit, and Denver, that's the three-game winning streak. We take on Houston again tomorrow, and we're going to break down that Houston game just in a second. But so proud of Brandon and all that he's done this season. Someone tried to call me out in the last episode posting about not having Brandon in the headline. Well, you guys know from listening enough that how much I consider Brandon as our all-star. You can see the tweets and all that sort of stuff. So apologies if BI was upset that the guy from Perth didn't put him in the headline. But there was a fair bit of chatter about how important and talented essential to this team, Brandon Ingram is. So all credit to him. And, you know, he is showing it. The wins piling up, showing it. So let's go to the Houston game. We took on Houston. It was the final game of the road trip before we get a day off, and then starting to take on Houston and six other teams, or six other games, in at home. A little homestand, which we love to see, and we've been very good at home. So looking forward to hopefully banking a few more wins. With this win, we officially go into the undisputed 10th spot, into the play-in. That means we take on, if it was to finish today, the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, isn't that full circle? We knock them out, they fall into the lottery, and guess who gets their draft pick? Unfortunately, this is audio only, but I'm pointing at us. The New Orleans Pelicans inherit the Lakers' first-round draft pick. It's only protected beyond the lottery, so we will end up inheriting that should we knock them out. And that would just be hilarious. That was obviously from the big haul that we got in the Lakers trade for Anthony Davis. Now, what we saw against Houston was a little bit scrappy in the beginning and then riding the ship. It's tough, and when I look back at this game, the first half was so scrappy and a lot of turnovers and missed shots and things like that. And that's a mental thing. That's the team coming out and saying, well, we're so much better than Houston. We should whip their behinds and just expect it to happen. The problem is Houston like to play. They still want to win. They want to run. They want to, you know, these players are all NBA players. They don't want to just get flogged every night. So they come out and brought it to us, and you get a little bit shell-shocked, and you sit there going, well, the shots aren't falling. We're turning the ball over with poor decision-making, perhaps holding the ball too long, not making the right reads, and it keeps Houston in the game. In fact, going into the half, we were down by 5 points against a team that's arguably the worst in the league, or close to it. Thankfully, the second half was really a turnaround. We scored 38 points in that third quarter and to their 23 and completely turned it around, shooting 53.2% overall for the game and 41% from three. Huge turnaround, massive last quarter, and really led behind a huge third quarter from Brandon Ingram. And when you're We know we talked about these games when he's not playing and how you give him up because you don't have a closer or you don't have a guy that can just get offense from. Well, Brandon Ingram is that guy, and that's what we saw from him. He took over. He scored or assisted on 30 of the 38 points in the third quarter, which to me is pretty impressive. Very impressive, in fact. He ended up with 33 points, 3 rebounds, 12 assists, 3 steals and a block, 12 of 21 shooting, 3 of 5. And honestly, he was offense all night. I mean, after you talk about the game before where he had 12 assists as well, he was huge against the Denver Nuggets. And that facilitating has just been so important for the team, because it provides them another option to create offense and put the players in better positions to win and succeed. You know, Brandon talks when they say, oh, you got all these assists. And he says, well, I've done the easy part. I've got the basketball to my teammates. They're the ones that have to make the shot. So I know we've talked about these potential assists and how many he would actually have, but Brandon Ingram, that ability to create 12 assists is just, it's massive. It's massive. And so important to this team. So it'll be interesting to see how, if he can keep that going, and whether teams start realizing that, well, he doesn't have to just score. He can create for others. And with the rest of the team getting dragged along with him and scoring at will when he's putting him in such good position, well, gosh, look out. You know, we drag ourselves back into 10th and all of a sudden you're right on the cusp of playoffs. We're only 4 games behind the Lakers for the 9th spot, and we've just got to keep grinding, keep dragging ourselves towards contention, and whether that's for a championship, I don't think it's this year, but definitely a playoff run, we can beat them. We're world beaters. And having that belief and having that ability to buy in, and you can see it from top to bottom of the roster. We've talked about it with so many people, that buy in from the whole roster. I know Aaron Summers talked about it on here. Really awesome culture to have built, and I love it, honestly. I think the team is in such a good place at the minute. Perhaps there'll be a trade. I don't know. I haven't been told anything, nor do I intend to be told anything. They're usually broken by Woj or Shams, and they're the ones you should be watching out for on Twitter, because they'll be the ones telling you the legitimate deals. We're seeing all these ridiculous deals out at the minute as to whether or not the team will change. But all credit to Brandon and the gang for pulling this one out, 120 to 107 against Houston. Now, another big game for Jackson Hayes. He went back to the bench after Josh Hart returned from that sore knee. He ended up with 21 points in 27 minutes, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 8 of 10 shooting. And over the last 4 games, he has the highest two-point shot make percentage in NBA history since the 3-point line came in. So pretty impressive. I think he's missed 2 shots or something from the 2-point line, which within the 3-point arc, which is just incredible, you know, for any bloke to do that, or anyone to do that, you know, that's very, very impressive. So all credit to Jackson. That switch to the 4 spot and being able to play off Jonas Valanciunas instead of having to actually battle with the big blokes, he gets to jump over the top of them and spread the floor a little bit. We saw him hit a 3-pointer. It's really good, and it's been a revelation because it's what we've been waiting for Jackson. And it's nice that it's starting to click on both ends, that vertical spacing. And people are now saying they're going from bench him, trade him. You know, this was me a few months ago. You know, he's unplayable. And all of a sudden he switches to a spot where he's more comfortable, and he's playing out of his skin, another 20-point game. It's awesome. It's the first time in his career he's had 2 20-plus point games in a row, in his career. So really stoked for Jackson, and glad to see it all coming together. JV, you know, only 27 minutes, which we love to see. 18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal and a block. Herb Jones, quiet in 31 minutes, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. He got into foul trouble early and really struggled to get into the offensive side of things throughout the game. But his defense, when he was on, he was good, and as we expect from Herb. Josh Hart returned with 13, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. He was really good. Pushed the ball, and Houston get frustrated, and they do some hard fouls. You know, there was a bit where Josh Hart went up, and I think he got blocked, but probably could have been a little bit too vicious, and Josh Hart landed right in his tailbone. Oh, if he wasn't sore after that, I don't know what you would be sore after, because he hit the ground pretty hard. Devontae, 6 points, 2 of 8 shooting, 2 of 7 from 3, and his shot has been so streaky, but we knew that coming in, that it was going to be like that. So, you know, he's won us at least 2 games off his own hand, so happy to keep him around as long as we can. Nikhil off the bench with 9 points, and he was solid. Kept himself under control. Jose off the bench as well with 9 points. He was solid. Really good. 4 assists for him as well. And he's just been unbelievable, Jose. And that yes, I can shoot video that we've seen floating around from the most recent episode of the squad, where he's mic'd up, has now become a viral sensation. And all credit to Jose for embracing that and being such a spark for the team. It's fantastic. I mean, watching him and Najee come into BI's press conference after games and ask questions and muck around with them, you know, these are all young guys, and it's good to see them all settled and, you know, enjoying each other's company. It's really awesome, easy to support a team where everyone's happy and enjoying each other's company and playing together and, of course, winning. You know, they've really built a nice culture there. And all credit to Willie Green for putting this together and getting the buy-in. It's a hard thing to do, especially in these trying times where you've got weird COVID rules and timelines and things like that and schedules. He's really done a great job. Really stoked with that. So, key takeaways from this one. Brandon, as the creator, is just fantastic. I'm so impressed with how Brandon's been going, and he continues to just show that he was an all-star and he should be playing in Cleveland, but alas, he won't be. But, you know, that's all right. That's okay. We'll still see Herb Jones there, who was picked in the rookie sophomore showcase, or whatever they call it these days. He's on Team Worthy. James Worthy's the coach of the team, and he's going to play for them. Josh Giddey's on there as well, so that's who I'll be going for, with the Australian and the Pelicans superstar, Herb Jones, you know, on one side. Well, that's going to be a fun little thing to watch. In addition, the second key takeaway, I think, is that we're playing together. And having that ability for the guys to enjoy each other's company, to buy in, to support one another. You know, Billy Hernan Gomez, for example, is in COVID protocols and he's tweeting, "Let's go Pelicans," before the game. You know, we've got this complete buy-in from the top to the bottom. Bloke hasn't even hardly been playing because of either the COVID, and then Jackson Hayes's minutes have shot up and eaten into his. It's been fantastic to see these guys really buy in. And thirdly, Jackson Hayes has played himself into a really, really comfortable position. His athletic ability and ball handling and shooting touch around the ring has just been phenomenal. And I have absolutely got to eat my hat, because he's just been great. He's been really, really good. And I was really harsh on him, but he's playing like this. And, you know, all credit to him. Keep doing it. Make other people eat their hats, because, you know, you're an NBA player. You're a lottery pick for a reason. And if it's starting to click and you're starting to utilize your abilities that you've got, athleticism, your handling, your speed, your jumping ability, you know, all of those things are fantastic. So all credit to Jackson for the meteoric rise, ascension to relevancy and carving out a role for yourself. It's been really, really impressive to see, and hopefully we continue to see it. So we'll just take a quick break. Thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on page 3. That'll give you a deposit match bonus. Manscaped.com, of course, is use the code HOOPBALL20. Give you 20% off and free shipping at checkout. Do it. Enjoy it. Get yourself a little discount, a little free shipping. We love free shipping. Who wants to pay for that? So get yourself over there and check that out and tell them HOOPBALL sent you. Also, make sure you go and follow at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. Single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. Follow now. Now, go and follow that, because it's given updates all the time on these players. So any basketball team or anyone that's been traded or moved around, they're going to tell you what's going on, how to use them in fantasy, and yeah, treat yourself. Go and do it. Do yourself a favor. And of course, we have the new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit, up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. Check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. And finally, stop giving your personal information to your ISP. On top of overcharging, your ISP is allowed to legally sell your browsing history to third-party advertisers for a ton of cash. Take your privacy back with ExpressVPN and head to our special promotional link at expressvpn.com/hoopball to get 3 bonus months on a 12-month subscription. It's super easy. Turning it on takes one click, and it works great with streaming services like Netflix or sports packages like League Pass 2. Once more, that's expressvpn.com/hoopball. Grab those 3 bonus months now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Okay, thank you for listening to those. So before we wrap up, the trade deadline is upon us on the 10th of February, which is Thursday. So looking forward to hearing anything that's going down. There's lots of chatter about, the CJ McCollum stuff, which seems to be the most prevalent. Haven't heard any official trades. We've seen some ones that are a bit sketchy and actually illegal, so ignore anything that you don't hear from Will Guillory or Andrew Lopez or Christian Clark, because they're the guys that are in the know. They know what's going on. They're the local media. All of the big trades will be announced by Shams or Woj. Everyone else is just speculating. So, I always take the mickey and post my per sources Twitter tweets, and I just think they're so funny because people just get involved. But it'll be interesting to see how this trade deadline plays out. And we've got a awesome guest coming up to talk about that in the next couple of days. So before the trade deadline, we will be talking trade deadline. And so watch out for that show, because that's going to be fantastic. So I'm going to leave it at that. We will take on Houston again tomorrow back at the Smoothie King Center. The homestand starts now. We'll talk about that game after hopefully another win. We'll see what happens. But until then, I'll leave you to it. I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Bye for now.